Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Does a daily cup of coffee cut your risk of type 2 diabetes? I'll talk to you about that on You, the Owner's Manual podcast today. This is 1049A. The A are always the medical news of the week, like what that cup of coffee does and whether decaf does it as well, and what it means to you. That's our A segments, and this is 1049A of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. Yes, we've been doing this for more than 20 years because you have been downloading us. Thank you, the 50,000 of you who download us every week. We appreciate it. And whether it is on iHeart or Radio MD or wherever you download us from, thank you very much for doing so. We are brought to you, as usual, by Persona Nutrition. Go to personanutrition.com. Take the free online assessment to find out if your diet is fine for getting you all the vitamins, minerals, and other things that will make your life, other things in nutrition that will make your life better, happier, and for you to live younger, longer. In fact, that's what the book that I'm currently writing and will come out January 4th is all about. The Great Age Reboot talks about how we're going to get a 30-year extension of life expectancy, most likely in the next 10 years, what you can do to prepare for it, and how it's going to change the economy, housing, everything around that area. So the stories today, our odd omega story, is actually the daily cup of coffee, the best time of day to exercise for metabolic health. That's our longevity is the next disruptor story of the week. Eating plant-based meals late in the day lowers your risk of cardiovascular disease. That's the Roizen rule for a younger you. Number 16, eat only when the sun is up. What's the best way to support your ankles during exercise? That's a wellness foreplay. We'll talk about whether high tops are better than low cuts, and what to do when your teenager wants Air Jordans at $160 a pair versus the old Keds at $20 a pair. A diet pill use, what does that mean to your young, if you will, child, your older child, meaning your middle-aged child? What does the fact that they're starting to use diet pills mean? Restrictions eased on the use of embryos in research is a favorite story of mine. I'm going to tell you what that means to your rate of aging. And the three quick hitters: nitrogen dioxide may up your risk for Parkinson's disease. So can COVID-19. Get the vaccine so you don't get that long-term complication. Black patients are more likely to die from triple-negative breast cancer. Why? We'll talk about that. And will sleeping naked help you sleep better? I should ask engineer Caitlin if she sleeps naked, because this is such an interesting question that people have done. I need to ask someone that question, and she's the only one around, so we'll have her come in and answer the question. Caitlin, do you think that sleeping naked helps people sleep better?
You know what? I can see. I don't personally, but I'm not opposed.
Well, it turns out it doesn't make you sleep better,
well,
but
go.
That's one of our quick hitters that I should have saved for the end. But in any case, if you feel dizzy when you stand up, what does that mean? It means that gravity is drawing blood down and your system isn't contracting as fast as it used to or should. So what do? Sit on the edge of the bed for a little bit before you get up. And that's true of when you get up from standing, get up slowly, hang on to a chair, and take a little time, pump your legs, bounce your legs up and down so you get some tone in them. A daily cup of coffee cuts type 2 diabetes risk by about 5%. Is it true with the decaf coffee and instant coffee? No. This was a large survey of 145,000 people, and what they found is that the more coffee you drank, the lower your risk of type 2 diabetes. That's a important point and seems to work well. Best time of exercise for daily health. This was done in 24 sedentary Australian middle-aged men, and they had them, some of them exercise in the morning, some in the afternoon, some in the evening. They fed them all the same food. What time was the best time to exercise? It turns out in the evening. They had less increase in their cholesterol, less increase in their insulin resistance over time if they consistently, three times a week, exercised in the evening as opposed to in the morning. Should you buy your child those low-cut Air Jordans for $160 to $250 or just get high-top Keds? Turns out high-top Keds are a better support for your ankles, but in any case, you've got to be mindful of your body, and if your ankles start to hurt, you come down on someone else. So whether it is high top or low cut, choose shoes that fit well, and for ankle braces, etc. So if your ankles are sore, especially if the back of your ankles are sore where your Achilles are, make sure you protect them and make sure you don't keep exercising while they're painful. Restrictions eased on embryos for research. This is a great thing by the International Stem Cell Society. Why do I say it's a great thing? Because stem cell research needs to be sped up if we're going to have us live younger longer. It's one of the 14 areas. The fact that they're doing this now means that we're going to have this research area sped up in a lot of areas in aging mechanisms. Mechanisms of aging research are being accelerated, which means that probably by 2030 you're going to get to live 30 years longer, but younger. You're going to be a kick-ass producer, not a drooling old guy or woman. You're going to know what's happening and be able to be functioning as if you're 40. 90 will be the new 40 with an 80% probability, we think, by 2030 or 2031. So that means you should do all the things, such as eating plant-based meals, especially later in the day. They decrease your cardiovascular risk substantially. So if you're going to only eat one plant-based meal a day, it shouldn't be breakfast, it shouldn't be lunch, it should be dinner. The next story is that those who are trying diet pills, well, this is one step away from an eating disorder. So try and just do exercise and eat healthy rather than use diet pills or remedies for constipation as an approach to dieting. How do you calm yourself at night? That's right. Try deep breathing and meditation breathing, which means deep breath, 1, 2, 3 in, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 out. 5 of those or 10 of those in a row help a great deal in managing your stress when you lie down or think about sleep. One of the quick hitters, nitrogen dioxide, where do you get that? You get that from, for example, exposure to burning diesel fuel, etc. And people who do that have a greater increased risk of Parkinson's disease. Many people don't realize that one of the long hauler syndromes from the Spanish flu was in fact Parkinson's disease in the 50s and 60s. That was that increase of it. Then we worry because the COVID-19 virus does affect the brain, that this will be the same thing for us now. What about healthy summer meals for your kids? It's all about water. Hydration, hydration, hydration. Not sports drinks. Plain old water is best. You don't want any sugar. You don't want caffeine for your kids. And then one of the tricks is to have the kids go shopping with you and figure out how to make food for a week, including the snacks for a week, in advance. So have your kid work with you. There are a great number of snacks in the What to Eat When cookbook that work great. One of those chocolate bars, I'm blanking on some of my favorites, which are garbanzo beans, roasted chickpeas, are just a delightful thing to have, and kids love them. Pack them in a little plastic bag. Walnuts are a great take along as well. As are apples. You put a little lemon on a cut apple. It's a great thing because it hydrates as well. We all know about the stone fruit, the melons of all kinds. Watermelon is, of course, the classic. We already talked about sleeping naked won't help you sleep better, but there's nothing against it. It just won't help you sleep better. It won't help you sleep worse either. Black patients are more likely to die from triple negative breast cancer. One is they don't get as much surgery. Two is they don't get as much chemotherapy. And these are both due to access, we think. But in addition, they have a more aggressive form of breast cancer. That is, even if it occurs the same rate and they get the same treatments, their cancers seem to be more aggressive. I don't know how much of that is due to diet and lifestyle, but their cancers are more aggressive. So please, if you are African-American, make sure you get your preventive screenings. Don't accept we'll do it next year. Get it and insist on yourself getting the care you deserve immediately. And that is true for all of us, but especially because breast cancer is more aggressive in the African American population. So is prostate cancer. Same incidence, but blacks die more of it. In prostate cancer, well described that it is more aggressive. We don't know why it is more aggressive, but it is, even when treatment is at the same time, it is a more aggressive form of cancer. Thanks very much for listening. You, of course, have been listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast. This is 1049A. The A's are always the latest news, medical news of the week, and what it means to you. The B's are great guests. We have a great guest today. I've just interviewed her, Dr. Jill Rabin. She's author of Mind Over Bladder, a step-by-step guide to achieving continence. You'll see, if you listen to it, 1049, it really was occasioned by a story, 1048A, where in the National Health and Nutrition Survey, 53% of women over the age of 20, and it increases with age, but it is in every age group, suffers some form of urinary incontinence. Dr. Jill Rabin, Mind Over Bladder, has a great book and a great area of talk about control of the bladder and whether it is urge incontinence nerves or stress incontinence muscle and connective tissue. She has solutions that can help you greatly. Mind Over Bladder, mindoverbladderbooks.com is her website. This again has been Dr. Mike Roizen, brought to you by Persona Nutrition. You, and by the way, we've started a great age reboot series. You can go clevelandclinic.org/wellness/reboot and find out about the reboot series of lectures, which go through all of virtually everything I know about longevity choices. We personalize it to you. We give you a workbook to show you how to take control of living younger, longer. And that's what I'm all about, how to help you be 40 when your calendar age is 90. It will be possible. Caitlin, thank you for great engineering. Thank the people at iHeart Radio MD for letting me do this. This is 1049A. We'll be back next week with 1050. Thanks again for downloading us. Do tell your friends about us. Thank you for listening.